guys, welcome back to the Fantasy Bar Beers Daily Fantasy Six Pack, talking NBA here on a Monday. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Hope NFL and NBA were successful for you over that weekend. But we're back here with six of my favorite plays on DraftKings. So let's jump right into things today. At shooting guard, Josh Hart, 5,100. So no Rajon Rondo, no Brandon Ingram here tonight for the Lakers. We saw the brawl there, so they were suspended. I think that's going to open up a lot of things here for the Lakers, obviously, but I think a lot of people are going to run to Lonzo Ball. I think Josh Hart is the guy you want coming off the bench. So the guy's averaging almost 30 minutes a game off the bench, plus over 30 fantasy points a game, and now I think even more opportunity, more minutes, more shots are going to open up here with this news, and I think there's plenty of room here for him to destroy this salary, and that's exactly what we look for. Whether it's in cash games, we want him to get to that 5X. He's already done that in both games, and that was with Rondo and Ingram, or in GPPs, where we want 6, 7X, where he can get us 30, 35, 40 fantasy points, and I think there's plenty of room for him to do that here in this matchup, so get some exposure. Lonzo Ball's all right, but I prefer Josh Hart there for the Lakers at 5,100. Now, let's go to the other side of that game. I think that game's interesting. Let's go with DeMar DeRozan, 7,400. Now, DeMar DeRozan steps in, instantly becomes the offensive guy for this team. They lose Kawhi Leonard. LaMarcus Aldridge, as good as he's been, is not a primary offensive player, in my opinion. He's a good secondary player, and DeRozan has stepped up 21 or more shots in each of the first two games, which is exactly what we want. If the guy's not taking shots, he can't score points. So he gives you that safe cash game floor, plus another guy that can outproduce this salary and get you into the 50. Should probably be priced in the 8K somewhere. I talked about this in one of the first videos. We want to buy low early in the season. I think we can do that here with DeMar DeRozan. So not only the shots, not only the fantasy points, but the pace. This is the highest pace up spot on the slate here for San Antonio, going against a fast-paced Lakers team. I think that's going to mean good news for old DeMar DeRozan at 7,400. All right, let's stay at the point guard, shooting guard position with Malcolm Brogdon, 5,200. Now we look at projected team totals on this slate. We just talked about pace, but when we look at team totals, Milwaukee right behind the Golden State Warriors. So we certainly want some exposure to this team. Problem is they're a big favorite. We'll touch on that here in a second. But so far under the new coaching staff, really like what I see. The minutes have been steady. The usage has been there for him. So it's a guy I think you can feel comfortable with plugging in, even in a projected blowout. I prefer the cheaper Milwaukee guys. And why is that? Nothing against Giannis. You guys know I love me some Giannis. But it's easier for a cheaper guy to make value, even in a blowout scenario, than it is for a guy priced near $11,000. 5,200. We need about 25 out of him in cash games. Anything over 30 is cherry on top for us in tournaments. And even in three quarters, I think Malcolm Brogdon can get that done. So prefer the cheaper options. If you're spending up, I think there's better ways to go. But love me some Malcolm Brogdon at 5,200. Moving on, pick number four at the power forward position, Jaren Jackson Jr., 5,200. Old Triple J here. A lot of people are going to look at this and say, I'm not playing a guy against Utah. But let's look at the results so far. This guy has been outstanding. He's now stepping into the starting role with Jamichael Green on the shelf for a while. And people, again, are going to look at the Utah matchup and say, no way. But I think the price here at 5,200 makes him an attractive option. Think about it. If they weren't playing the Jazz, the price is probably into the 6K. So DraftKings does a good job pricing guys down in difficult matchups, and it certainly is. But if I can get a low-owned guy who's going to have to step into the starting lineup, who has oodles of talent here, I'm going to take advantage of it here with Jaren Jackson at 5,200. So I think it's a good buy low. I think it's a low-owned guy tonight that could go off even in a tough matchup. Don't be afraid. Get some exposure to Jaren Jackson. All right, let's go to the center position. Stay in that mid-range. Continue to save you money here with Miles Turner, 6,000. Now that looks to be the game of the night. We got a lot of spreads out here, double-digit spreads with high totals, but this one has a close spread and a very high total at about 225. So this game, I think, is your primary target for tonight, whether it's cash games, whether it's tournaments. And I like this matchup for Miles Turner. Karl Anthony Towns, as talented as he is offensively, not a guy I worry about defensively. In fact, a guy that I like to target because his defense is that bad. And Miles Turner, what do we know? Not consistent, that's for sure, but tends to have these blow-up games where he puts 40-some fantasy points on the board. I think this could be one of those games, an up and down fast-paced game. His teammate Sabonis questionable, so if he were to miss again, that's more minutes, more opportunities for Miles Turner. With the bull beer gut, if you know what I mean, the intuition, the guys, you just feel something about him. That's Miles Turner for me tonight. Get some exposure at just 6,000. All right, it's time. Let's take a look at my favorite play. IDK, we call him the Beast of the Night. All right, Beast time. We're going to go back to the well on a guy we've been riding strong so far this season, and that's Jimmy Butler, 8,000, tonight's Beast of the Night. So just continues to be underpriced, in my opinion. FanDuel, he's in the mid-9s. DraftKings are getting him at 8,000, and I think we got to continue to go back to this well as long as he's down at this price range. He's gone over 7 times his salary in both games this season and still has that chip on his shoulder. We talked about it before. So until he gets traded or until that price goes up, I think we continue to go back to the well here on Jimmy Butler. We talked about that game being a close game, a high total game, and the main target for me, not only in that game, but on this slate, Jimmy Butler, easily my favorite play on DK in tonight's Beast of the Night. All right, guys, that'll wrap us up here for the Monday NBA six-pack. Guys, any questions about your team, feedback, whatever you want to talk about, hit that comment section right below the video, or you can reach out, follow me on Twitter as well, at BeerMakersFan, and don't forget, guys, subscribe. RotoGrinders YouTube channel, lots of great stuff going on over there. Speaking of YouTube, if you enjoy stopping by the Fantasy Bar, no tips required here in this bar, guys. All you got to do, hit that little thumbs up button down at the bottom of the video. I appreciate it greatly, and I also appreciate you guys checking out the video. For RotoGrinders.com, I am Beer saying salut. Best of luck here tonight in NBA. We'll take tomorrow off. Pretty light slate of games. We'll be back on Wednesday with another NBA six-pack for FanDuel, and then the NFL six-packs kick off as well. So busy times here in the Fantasy Bar. Thank you again for tuning in, and we'll see you.
With the NFL season started, we are proud to announce the launch of a brand new sports betting community and mobile app called SharpSide. In the app, you can find and track all your favorite bets through a really fun swiping experience, and then read up on advice about different bets that's been posted by members of the community, or even post your own advice. You can use the leaderboards to see who is the best sports bettor across different sports and different types of bets, and try to make your way all the way to the top. On SharpSide.com, you'll find tons of great sports betting content from our group of experts, and we'll be running sports betting contests all NFL season long where you can win real cash prizes. The app is available for iOS only right now, with Android coming very soon, so you can head on over to the App Store and download it now. And remember, you always want to be on the sharp side.